Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This evening is gonna be a great evening.
Oh, wow.
This is Angel Wee. I know you missed that sound. And butterfly, sleeping butterfly. Yes.
Nighttime
is the right time, so we hope you're tuning in and on air with the Twice Twins Talk to the Twins show. Because we have something great for you today. We're talking about live, love, and laugh. Pull it together. All right, with that being said, we're going to go to an awesome song. I say it is an awesome song.
Yes.
It's called Thank
wow.
God Enough. I can't thank God enough.
Yes.
Let's hit it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! The show has begun.
We are back, and we we're live. We hope you enjoyed that song.
It's, I can't thank God enough. Yes.
That song is a hit, I tell you.
Oh, yes, honey. Brandy, tonight, we are so excited to be live in the studio together.
Yay!
Twin show. And our show topic tonight is live life to the fullest.
Live.
Yes, love and laugh.
Yes, add all three, and it makes the perfect triangle.
Yes.
Life.
Circle of life.
What about the triangle of life?
I don't know about the triangle.
It's got to be a triangle, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where do you get the triangle from?
Huh?
Where do you get the triangle from? I'm the, you know, the live.
Love and laugh.
Love and laugh. Okay. Well, you got triangle. I got first.
Okay. Oh, what? No, okay.
But we hope that you all can hear us clearly out there. We've been having some technical difficulties, but it seems like things are working out just awesome so far. But we are talking about living life to the fullest. And the reason this topic came up, Butterfly came up with this awesome topic, and I thought it was excellent. So,
there's a campaign.
Yeah, a campaign, a movement.
Yes, a movement. I like that.
Yes.
The movement is to live, laugh, and love.
Exactly.
And we want you to do that.
Yes. And why we want you to do that is because we know firsthand that life can throw you a ball of lemon. But you got to take that lemon, squeeze it, and make some tequila.
Tequila.
Lemonade?
Okay, this is after hours for real.
But, you know, some like tequila, some like lemonade.
Yeah, you know, to each his own.
Exactly.
Whichever you like.
Exactly.
I like it when we have our jazz instrumental in the background.
Yeah.
Especially at this time.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we know firsthand how life can throw you so many curveballs and lemons and things, and how life can be so, you know, sometimes hard to deal with, and sometimes hard to understand why you're getting turned down, or why you're getting a no, or why there's a delay.
A delay.
You can use a delay too. And what we want you to know is that, you know, sometimes we can get into a pattern of dwelling on those things that are not working out for us at that time.
Right.
And get caught up. We get caught up and we lose track of what we want to accomplish or what we see in our future, in our destiny. And we don't want you to do that. We want you to live life to the fullest. So we come up with some ways that you can live life to the fullest.
Yes. By living.
Right. And living is?
It's going on without quitting.
Letting go of what's holding you hostage.
That's back to blowing.
And moving forward.
Right.
Maybe not totally in the way that you think you should move forward.
Right.
Just moving forward. Do something. Do the next thing.
Right. There's always an A and a B. And a C and a D.
Yeah.
So.
That's why we got the alphabet.
We go all the way down. All the way to X, Y, Z.
Exactly. But, you know, move forward and do something different. And some things can get monotonous, and you can get to a point where it's just like dry bones, and you want to lift yourself out of that situation. Wet, soak those bones, you know, like you soak them in this salt, and make those joints move, because if you don't, you can get stuck in a rut, and then it'll be so hard for you to release yourself from that situation. So, moving forward, I would like to say, if I'm in a situation where I don't see things coming to fruition, I like to do something like, you know, motivate myself, maybe do some type of exercise or meditation, and hopefully that will help things start moving forward. That way I will not be constantly thinking over and over about my situation or what's going on. Now, it's easier said than done.
Yes.
Trust me, we know. We're not trying to tell you some, you know, microwave overnight, you know, pop up, you know, solution. It's going to take practice. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of prayer.
A lot of prayer.
Even when you don't feel like
praying. Being around a lot of people that are motivated and positive.
If you can find them.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to find because you will find that, you know, sometimes you have to be that motivation for yourself. And, you know, and if you are lucky, I'm telling you, or blessed to find those that are willing to be a positive vibe or positive entity in your life, then that's a great thing. I'm going to give you a high five and a fist pound.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be careful about who you intermingle with, because they can be either good or bad.
Toxic.
Yes, toxic. And you definitely don't want toxic, and you definitely do want the good.
Right.
So knowing that, you have to be careful. For, you know, there could be people with you, but are they
for
you?
Oh, honey. Say that.
You have that now.
Yes, because I know about that, honey.
Oh, honey,
we
got to give you a
pink one. Yeah. Hold on, no more.
No.
Mm.
You do, but we don't. I'll call it. I just took a boat, and the boat says,
well, I got a pink clap.
Yes, you did. You got
it. Exactly.
Well, back to the boat.
Live life to the fullest. How do you do that?
Yeah. And then we move on to the next word, love.
Love limitless.
Who do you love first?
Yourself.
Right. We love God first, and then love yourself.
And then love one another. That's what.
And a bigger
thing. Yeah, that's still what our kids say.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
So.
And how do you go about loving yourself? You love yourself by treating yourself well, by doing things for yourself that somebody else off the street wouldn't do for you. You know, like pampering yourself, getting a massage, maybe even just sitting down, listening to some great jazz music by yourself, taking yourself out to an awesome dinner, lobster maybe.
Oh
yes.
What, you don't like seafood?
Well, get you some pasta. Or, you know, whatever is your favorite. You know, whatever you like. You may want just a wedge salad.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yes. Yes, we're seeing some different things. Things are changing. Things are evolving.
Always.
Yes, that's why you have to love life. You love life so that you may live life. Isn't that a good word?
Yes, yes. And two, we must talk about this.
What?
Laughter.
Oh, yes. That's something that we do on a regular.
Yes, we love to laugh.
Oh, yes.
So make sure you have laughter, living, and loving. Loving yourself, living your life, and laughing at
everything.
All things. Yes.
Yeah. Find the laughter. Find the joy in something. If you may have to go to a comedy club or watch a movie, you know, a good movie. I was watching one of my favorite movies the other day, and I watched it twice. It was so funny. And the movie's called Wild Hogs.
Oh,
if you don't have it, honey, go and get that movie. To me, it is hilarious.
Yes.
And we love it.
Yes, and another funny movie is Meatballs. You remember Meatballs?
Oh, yes, yes.
We were so young, I don't know if we remember all of it.
Exactly. I heard about it, but I don't know if I know all about it.
Yes. But yes, Wild Hogs is a good movie. And, you know, whatever tickles your fancy, something that makes you laugh, you know, or even think of something that has happened in the past that was very funny and made you laugh. All right, United States, Sally, please. The USA, the number one. They did the darn thing. See, that makes
you
me happy.
I tell you, if you are.
They are amazing. Gabby Douglas and her squad. You're going to say squad. That. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Lord God has brought a mighty long way. Okay. And see, that's living life. Seeing how that young lady came from.
Of all the Oscars.
And things, I don't think things were going her way right away. But she stuck and stayed. Like, you know, when they do that flip and they come off of those beams and those bars and they stick it. You got to stick it.
You got to stick it. Where you land. Land on your feet.
On solid ground.
Yes.
On a firm foundation.
Yes.
Yes. So we're excited about living life to the fullest. We're going to try to live life to the fullest. I found that I have not been living my life to the fullest. So that's why we wanted to come up, had this topic come up. You know, you get, like I said, you get lemon, you got to make lemonade. And so what we're doing now is trying to make lemonade, and I need a lot of sugar. I like sweet lemonade. Maybe make some strawberries with that lemonade. Strawberry lemonade. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes, that'd be good. We're
on
right now.
Exactly, because tonight is a thirst quencher.
Yeah, we're going to play something happy. A happy song.
See, we can find something happy that. What's a good happy song that you like? I just want to be happy.
That's
a
song I think. Oh my God.
Well, I know everybody know happy, don't
they?
No, I said, what's a happy song you would like to hear?
Oh, I just
want to
be happy.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you.
Yeah.
What will truth do to you?
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on doing the same, I keep on bringing the pain. There's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shine and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand. If you're tired of being afraid,
I'm talking to you to say,
if you're tired of being afraid.
And we're hoping that you have a blessed day, blessed evening, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
So,
and remember to align yourself with people that are not toxic. Align yourself with people that are not just with you, but they are for you. Also, remember to live.
Right.
Live and let live.
Mm-hmm.
Also, remember to laugh. Laugh at the things that make you sad. Laugh, because that too is a season that will pass and move on. Woo, honey. Angel Wing is going down.
You see,
she is not a nighttime person. I mean, the wind is just going down like she's going through. We are alive. I want you to live.
I'm living.
So wake up.
Living for the moment. It's just me.
You know, open them back up. I know that's right. Ooh, every day is a blessing. And you know what else?
Struggling real, y'all.
I know, honey. For 9:30, this whole body, it shuts down.
Oh, yeah. It's just not enough.
It say no, sir. And no, ma'am.
But yeah, we felt it necessary to do our show this evening at 11 o'clock. Because we wanted to get that word out. It was just on our heart.
That's a hand clap.
Clap your hands now. But, yeah, we wanted to get that message out to our listeners, to those that will listen that we don't know, those that are listening that we may know.
Good night, Sixie.
We thank you.
Aww. Her husband said good night.
Hello, him.
She's going to be listening to the show.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I sent it to him. But anyhoozy, you know, and we want you all to remember that we do advertise for businesses. If you have a local business, that's perfectly fine. If you're from across the nation, that's fine, too, because we are an international show based in a local area that local listeners can listen to as well as our international listeners, and we love that. We love the diversity. We love to share. We love to live. We love to be positive and let you know that things work for the good of those who love the Lord.
Yes, and also we're happy and excited that we're back on track with how we want to do our show.
Yes,
and how we start our show, you know, as Talk to the Twins, and we talk and we inspire.
Yes.
And we promote and we are a movement. So it is exciting to be back on track to how we want to do our show.
Right on.
We just want to say thank you for tuning in. It's P&P Talk to the Twins. We are inspirational. We are a movement. We're not just a brand, but we are about empowerment, motivation, and ejaculation.
Yeah.
She's asleep. I just said that word. I was just to wake up. And yes,
it woke me up, honey, because I never heard of that word. Well, but I like it. It sounds nice.
Girl, I can call it a word. Ejaculation.
Yes, you can. She's educated.
I mean, attract. Those things that are good and positive. Attraculation.
Attraculation.
Yes. Now let's spell it.
A-T-R-A-C.
Yes, Angel, you whispered that last part. But that was good. You did win the spelling bee at U.S. United States of America. White House.
All right, without further ado, we want to say Totua.
You are listening to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. And